And how far is it over to Wrightsville from here?
Oh, I believe Wrightsville is, if it ain't 200 miles, it's right around it.
What county is it in?
Really, I couldn't recall
what,
that.
What town is it nearer than? What big town?
Augusta.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and now, Ms. is your husband not living?
He died August the 30th in 57.
I see. And can you tell me about his family? Were they from around here?
They were from Randolph County.
Randolph, I see. And what was his occupation?
Who, my father-in-law?
No, your husband.
Well, he was in business also and self-employed as a trucker.
I see.
We hauled long-distance and short-distance haul. Had a contract with Oliver Cooperation in Yorks, Pennsylvania. I used to do long-distance hauling.
You mean you drove the truck?
Yes.
Well, fascinating.
Sure did. We would distribute farm implements all over Georgia and Atlanta, Florida.
No.
And at this same company, we would transport cars from Marion, Ohio into Atlanta in trucks.
You mean you drove one of those big trucks that had cars loaded on the back?
Well, no, ma'am. We'd go to Marion, Ohio, and we would get special-built city dump trucks, drive them out of Ohio into Atlanta.
I see. Well, that's just interesting. Where was your husband born, Mr.?
He was born in Randolph County.
I see.
Out on a plantation. I have heard them, I believe they said their landlord was named Mr. on the old Jim place, but it was in Randolph County.
I see. Okay. All right, well, here are some of the questions now. As I said, sometimes I'm going to have to sort of go roundabout to get them. What do you call the later part of the day, right before supper? You might say, oh, I'm going to see him later on this
evening.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You say, I've got to get the cows in before
a little before sundown.
And if there's a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing, the sun's coming out, you might say the weather is
fair.
Would you say if it's changing, how would you tell somebody, I believe it's
breaking off?
Would you ever say faring off?
Well, faring off or either breaking off. But mostly if you break it, the weather's breaking off.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that just really is a
flood?
Okay. Any other funny words you remember for that?
Let me see now.
It really was a...
I know sometimes people use the word when it's cloudy, big black cloud in the west, it says it looked like it's going to pull down because it's coming out of Peter's mud hole.
Really? From like St. Peter and...
Yes, ma'am.
Peter's mud hole. I never heard that one.
It's going to be bad because that cloud's in Peter's mud hole.
What do you call this shelf like over the fireplace up there?
Mantelpiece.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Well, fire dogs and fire irons.
You say both of those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what do you call the little pieces of wood that you use to light a fire with?
Chips.
Okay. Any other words?
Kindling.
Okay. If it's a real rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to start a fire, that's?
Kindling.
Kindling. Okay. What do you call a place with a rod across it to hang clothes in?